This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I know what I like. Plenty, believe it or not, after this weekend. So we'll start out on a positive note. The great philosopher Ken Carman once said that great teams cover, right? Good teams win, great teams cover.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, they were a covering, and now their record improves against the spread to 5-17-1 the last 2 years.
Ain't no great team. I ain't clapping that. No.
Woo!
No.
Super. Oh, no.
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 Okay.
No. 5-17-1 champ. Believe it or not, yeah. 4-17. All right. Another thing I liked over the weekend, if anybody was able to see us at West 6 and Barley, because apparently it was the place to be all weekend long.
We're a couple of hypocrites.
Well, that's true. But also, because
Wait a minute. We were paid to be there.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that was part of our job was to be there. It wasn't...
A little charity on my part.
Oh.
but I had to don my new shirt that Kenny enjoyed. There's a great picture that is out
ridiculous.
There on the internet. My 4-0 preseason champ
yes.
shirt.
Yes! I didn't see that.
God.
It's Ken Carman's new profile picture on Twitter.
It was worth it. He just, it didn't work out. But there was a goal behind, what am I defending?
We'll do it another time.
Just shut up, Ken.
It'll be funnier when they go in 16.
That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Lima light.
Well, it looks like Kyrie Irving is adjusting well in Boston.
Kyrie, where's LeBron?
Well, that was taken by an innocent customer over there in Boston, as he did not essentially like what was being said about him. Somebody, a heckler, said, "Hey, where's LeBron? How's that working out for you?"
Oh, boy.
And Kyrie already had to apologize right afterwards.
Does the league just talk to you?
Yeah.
Any regrets?
Hell no. Man enough to record it on video, then, that's on him. You know, glad that he got his ad name out there and his kind of 5 seconds of fame and it going viral. That's the social media platform we live on. Take full responsibility for what I said. Excuse the kids at home. You move on.
There's your leader for the Boston Celtics. By the way, shooting 37% from the field.
Just like Trick Daddy, Kyrie loves the kids.
He loves them. Hey, how about this?
Live a like.
All right, the Yankees and their $225 million payroll.
Oh, no. The
little engine that could. Oh, it was such a great story to rally around. That nice up-and-coming $225 million baseball team, well, they fell short, and they went down. I actually watched a lot of that game and loved every minute of it as they lost to Houston. Definitely pulling for Houston, by the way.
Here you go.
Kenny, who are you pulling for? World Series.
I guess Houston. Why not?
Are you going to watch any of
it? No.
Not at all.
When's it start?
That's a good question.
Tuesday?
That's a good question.
I think it's Tuesday?
None of us know. We work in a sports station.
I think it's Tuesday. I don't care. I couldn't. You watch the LCS. You were in on
game
Saturday
seven.
Night.
Yeah, I
you
stayed
You watched
in.
Game 7 of the LCS. I was watching college football. Nope. Watch basketball. Nope. Mm-hmm. We're not going to watch the LCS. Not happening.
Lie my life.
Well, one of the things I stayed in, and anytime you could stay in and watch Michigan lose like they did, that game seemed like it was almost over in the first quarter. Penn State is for real. They are legit. And their head coach, James Franklin, doesn't seem too worried about his next opponent.
All right, how do you build on this going into Ohio State Week?
Watch the film. There's a lot of things that we still got to get corrected. Just like we do every single week. We're going to go in, watch the film, make corrections, grow from it. And then, obviously, you said we played who next week?
Ohio State.
Really good team, obviously. We'll start working on them an hour, though. But I'd rather wait for an hour to start talking about it. I want to enjoy this win for an hour.
Audio courtesy of ABC. Kenny, I am worried about Penn State a little bit, but anytime you give Urban some bulletin board material.
You should be. That's a real team
good.
There.
They're good.
I don't know whether to hate James Franklin or love him.
He's a good
he's
coach.
He's a bully. God, he's a bully.
You know what? I think he'll be coaching in the NFL very soon. I don't think he'll be at Penn State very long. I think teams are going to be clamoring. Think about what he's done at Penn State.
Oh,
I thought he was going to get fired last year.
You know what you're doing here.
When they lost to Michigan beginning of the year, I thought he was going to get fired.
They got hammered by Michigan.
And here they are a year later contending for the national championship. And if he can beat Urban Meyer on Saturday again, he gave Urban and the Buckeyes some bulletin board material. But that is going to be a brutal game on Saturday at the Shoe, 3:30 kickoff.
Oh, you know what you're going to start now. You know you did it.
What did I do?
Don't do the James Franklin rumor stuff. Look at you sit up. Look at you. What did I do?
What?
Don't do this. Don't do this.
He's a pretty good coach?
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Leader
of
men?
Yeah, he's a leader of men.
And what school would you say had the most scandal in college sports over the last few years?
So you're telling me he can deal with a lot of controversy and a lot of dysfunction?
Seems like he might be able to deal with some adversity.
So you think that he would put away with the wheel of dysfunction?
I think he would hammer the wheel of dysfunction over my head.
All right, James Franklin or Hugh Jackson? 216-578-00.
Anyway, go Bucks. Go Bucks this weekend.
Lima no like.
Dwayne Wade, if you're wondering how he's settling into the Cavs, shooting 28% from the field, PER of 1.6.
I'm much more interested in what Gabrielle Union had to say about him or alluded to, but that's not for air.
You know, she's 9 years older than him.
Gabrielle Union's 9 years older than?
Yes.
All I know is that they have a zesty life behind closed doors, and she is more than willing to talk about it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it takes a special type of person to do those things.
By the way, his BPM, and you don't have to worry about what that is, -5.9, I can just tell you that's not good. Not good. I know he's got to play his way into shape and everything, but I thought Dwayne Wade at the beginning of the year would be the best we'd see of him because I was worried about his durability towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So far, the beginning of the year, not going so well.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Lima no like.
He's been on the show. Congratulations to Mickey Callaway.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it for us.
Yeah.
But he is a good guy, and he listens to the show.
Bittersweet, yeah.
And now he's going to...
Now he's going to New York.
New York, and good luck with that.
Good luck in Flushing.
Oh,
I think
man.
That's where they're at. We're Shea Stadium. Oh, excuse me. We're City Field.
City
is
Field,
now.
That's right.
Not Shea.
Lima no like.
Feel bad. Malik Hooker.
Oh,
not good.
Sucks,
he
man.
Was having such a good year.
That sucks.
And he is done, and who knows? That is a brutal. What was it? ACL, MCL?
Yeah. Which I didn't understand.
Oh.
I saw it when he got hurt. He stands up. He walks like six. They don't have carts at Lucas Oil Stadium. They don't have carts there. They just walk everywhere. So he hurts.
Figure out how you're going to get off the field.
He basically has nothing holding on to his leg, nothing holding his knee together, and he's just walking. Walk. We don't believe in carts here at an NFL franchise.
Two guys come running out with a gurdy.
I mean, what was Jim Irsay doing with the gurdy? Yes, you got something over there, Owen?
Well, we know it's a hard hat town.
I guess.
They're lunch pail town.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
what the hell are they doing?
I swear to God, he walked like 80 yards.
By the way.
Hey, get up and run some wind sprints.
Yeah, do the Willy Wonka where you have the crutches. You go over there with the cane and then you do a somersault. Voila. By the way, my boy, Jacoby Brissett.
Dumb. Yeah.
Brought down 10 times yesterday by Jacksonville. By the way, if you're wondering, the Browns play the Jacksonville Jaguars. How many points will they score on November 19th?
Oh. Yeah.
The defense is the Browns.
Insane.
Eight.
You think they get eight?
Yeah, they'll score 8 points. Oof. They'll go for two and get it inexplicably.
Lima no like.
It's one of my favorite stories going in all of sports.
What?
Kansas. Remember I had brought up their consecutive road game losing streak?
Yes.
It's now up to 44.
How is that possible?
They're a Division I football team.
Yeah, they are.
They have a pretty darn good basketball team that might be getting looked at by the FBI. 44 straight losses on the road, so we should give it up to this gentleman.
Lima Light.
Matt Campbell, while we're out there. Another victory, 5-2, top 25. They pound
Cyclones
Texas Tech.
In the top 25,
31-13, they dominated, and one more.
Lima Light.
He's one of the biggest Cavs fans there is. No, we're not talking about Leibs. Joe Hayden with his first interception.
You always find a way to rope me into that. Which I had a bunch of Pittsburgh people jump into my mentions yesterday. Oh, old and slow, huh? He had a couple of interceptions with the Browns. Did he have a pick last year? He had a pick last year. I thought he did, didn't he?
I think so.
Maybe he did. Yeah. Okay. Didn't he have a few before he got hurt? Before he tore the groin? I thought he had a couple of interceptions.
Is Joe Hayden back?
No.
Okay. That's it for Lima Lakes.
Jason McCourty's played very well in that Browns secondary.
He has, but
got hurt.
How about, I got to say, a quick Lima Lakes.
Damn it, I can't say anything good
Give
about
it up to
team.
The secondary yesterday. Lima missing Lake. Two guys, and I thought the secondary played really well. Mariota was not even, he challenged them a few times. They got their hands on balls.
Well, Mike Jordan on third downs, knocking some things
Incredible.
Away.
There's a good thing. There's a positive for the Browns.
There's some positivity. It ain't all bad. And then we get back and talking about guys being out on a Friday.
Let's get to the wheels dysfunction. Let's go.
Yeah, that is Lima Lakes, another sterling rendition. Should Matt Campbell be the next head coach of the Browns?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.